How are you?
Do you say guys? Or I'm talking to you and you talk, you know? Who are we talking to? Do you know what I mean?
Is there anybody out there?
Oh my God.
Sometimes I do, yeah, listen back and think.
Who the fuck are we talking
like,
to?
Like, are we? Because sometimes you have to be like, yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then other times it's like, guys. So, Grace?
Yeah.
Like, we're talking to each other, but also sometimes talking literally to this microphone.
Yeah, like a third person?
A third party, really.
Party.
Yeah, third
party. Party. So, anyway, who are we talking to?
When knows? I say hi, guys, I'm meaning all those listening.
The collective.
Yeah.
Everyone.
The Nobody Asked collective.
The fans.
Yeah. Yeah, our... Our, nobody asked whānau. I'm talking to them.
Yeah. Wow.
And when you say dāl, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I always go hi as in like hello to you, but I'm also addressing.
Because that would be really rude if you didn't.
I'm like, hi, Elise.
And like, no one else.
I'm like, well, fuck you. Anyway, hello to you all. And to all. I'm so tired. Anyway.
Oh, we just started.
Wow.
We are both so tired, aren't we, doll?
We had a big weekend, didn't we?
We did. We've been having some seriously big weekends.
Yeah.
And having some seriously horrific Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays.
Did we ever say, because I'm just a bit confused, did we ever say that we were going to stop having hungover Sundays? Because I feel like that did come out of our mouths and we're just not doing it.
What, you mean?
We wanted to have like some wholesome weekends like in the previous episodes.
I think we've...
Now we're just absolutely fucked up on every Sunday.
Yeah, I think we did say that in our, what era we're in, that maybe we were...
Trying to, maybe.
But we've had celebrations. I feel like I've had things on.
Yeah.
People's birthdays.
April's a busy month.
It is.
People are awesome when they're born in April, you know?
Yeah,
so we need to go and celebrate them.
Exactly.
And that's what we did on the weekend, doll.
We did. We got very dressed up.
Very, very.
Hit the tune for somebody's birthday. And somebody. just a
we don't even like
person.
It. Yeah.
You know, one of our good friends.
Yes.
And it was so much fun.
It was nice. It was nice to be in the sunshine, you know? Like
that's my favourite part about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, being there from 3 p.m. is the nicest part.
And then, like, sometimes you could be home by 11 and it's wholesome.
Or you could be home by 2, like me.
Yeah, so tell me quickly about the gig you went to. Was it a boiler room setup?
Because
it looked really intimate vibes.
So it was, like, it was, like, you know, the DJ deck was in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
It would have been boiler set vibes, but it was not that packed.
Dead.
But then it got busier and busier, which was good. But yeah, it was cool. It was fun, but I don't really remember huge amounts of it.
Okay.
So
okay. And we'll just leave that one there. We'll park it. Park it up.
We will. Are you well?
Oh my God. We've resorted to that.
Well, we gotta ask every single time.
I know. Are you well? Yes. I am. I'm just tired, but I am well. I'm swell.
Hey, that's cool.
Mm. Yeah, you like
swell.
That?
Things are pretty swell.
Yeah, things are heating up. I don't know. I've only got a few more weeks left of work, don't I? So
wow.
Yeah, I'm on the home stretch, as some would say.
Yeah.
Wrapping up loose ends. You know, that's good. That's another saying.
Yeah, wrapping up loose ends. Wait, wasn't there another
so
one?
So good.
Yeah,
what do you mean you're wrapping up loose ends? Tying them up, like, for
yeah,
what?
Yeah, tying up.
Tying up loose ends? Sorting out, like, fuck.
Yeah,
it's just weird.
Like that.
What's loose ends? Anyway, no, I am, yeah, literally doing that. Finishing up some stuff.
And then you start your new venture.
Yes, that I do, doll.
I had a quick
look this morning on maps just to gauge my journey ahead of me traveling to the airport. Yeah, not good. Not good on that front.
Was that today you did that?
Yeah.
And it's even school holidays.
And it's school holidays. At 6 a.m. it was gonna take me 1:45 to get to the airport. That's so cute.
Holy shit.
Holy smokes. So
oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. So that's... maybe I'll get the plane to pick me up.
Why can't they? You've got heaps of land out here. You got heaps of land.
I'm like, there's a Dairy Flat airport.
Is it that hard?
You guys poor?
Yeah.
Land the fucking plane and I'll get on.
We've got a special guest we haven't quite picked up yet. You're just another air hostess.
Just get on. Sorry, guys. Running late. Anyway, Dol, are you well?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just battling because of the weekend. It's just, I'm freaking sick of it, but I'm doing it every weekend still.
Yeah.
And so I won't go on about it because it's all self-inflicted, isn't it, darling?
Well, that's it.
Give me another day and I'll be a...
spring chicken.
I'll be a little spring chicken.
Yeah.
But for now, and plus, I'm also, like, very lucky because I'm on uni holidays. So I did go to work today and that sucked, but, like, it's really not that hard.
It's not really, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like, it's
just to get really, like, dark. My brain, my mind and my heart sometimes. Gets quite dark after
and a weekend. Your heart?
My heart gets dark.
That's really sad.
Mm. But tomorrow's a new day and, you know, things are looking up.
So. And are you just going to be cruising tomorrow? You know, living lavish?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so just wrap it up, sis.
But yeah.
Wrap it up.
Okay, let's freaking move on.
Let's go.
Today we're going to be talking about...
Today, class, we're going to be learning about...
today we're going to be talking about dating.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, as a whole.
As a whole.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like everything that comes along with it. Dating apps, dating etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
You
got your dates, you got your chat.
You got your dating apps.
Yeah.
You got your nights out. You got your dance floor hookups.
Mm-hmm.
You got your...
When do you, when don't you?
Yes. Yana? Do this, don't do that. Say this, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for this, but don't pay for that. Or actually, always pay.
I mean, I'll my hands up. I personally think we could go halves, but... I won't go in there just yet.
You're up at the till. Hey.
I'll my hands up.
Personally? I think you've got this one. Imagine having to say, like, wait, we should get into that because
I know, sorry.
Let's just start with this whole pain.
Oh, far out, that was good.
Because, like, some people are so intense about the guy having to pay,
mm-hmm.
you know, for romance and whatever. Girls.
Gentlemany vibes.
Aren't we wanting men these days to know that we're independent?
Stand up, women girls!
Who can survive on our own?
We get our own paycheck.
We do. We can work now. And we can vote. So frickin' make the most of it. That's all good. No, it's fine. It's
we can work now.
We can work. So,
yeah, no, for sure.
You know, I just don't like the idea of why does it, I get that it's romantic. Sure, that's nice. Like, oh, he's wine and dining you. That's obviously really nice.
Yeah.
But I don't think that one or the other person has to pay
it's
over like the other.
Yeah, it's just equal. Yeah. It's almost like whoever gets their card out first.
Literally. You're like, so you just stall, go to the bathroom. Like... See, this is the other thing. It's like, because I'm a student. Like, guys, I'm like, look, there's not much happening in my bank
times
account.
Times are tough.
You know, times are really tough. Mm-hmm. And I would hate to put someone in a position where, like, a guy couldn't come on a date on a Monday night because, you know, whatever. He knows he's got to pay the bill. Because that could be me. I could be standing up there with my $25 and it could just be covering
and it's like
my...
a $90 bill when you're like, so.
So.
But yeah. But then doesn't that come with, like, I don't know, if you got asked, people may say, like, if you get asked on a date and they say, let's go to this restaurant, is it on them because they asked you?
Yeah, I get that. Because that's
Because you're not going to be like, let's go to a restaurant. Not to be rude, but probably not, because it's going to be, like, quite expensive and you're
unless
quite poor.
Unless it's payday.
Yeah. You know, like, you... I would personally as well be like, oh, let's go, like, get some takeaways and go to the beach or something, or whatever. But if they're asking you, come to this fancy restaurant, get dressed up, who does it fall on? You know?
Yeah, well, that's the real question there, isn't it, Grace? And,
we're not even going to get through.
Well, and
so anyway, at least
this is like going to be one of those things that's not even no one's even gonna know what the fuck we're laughing at.
Everyone's gonna be at home like crickets, being like,
Like, moving on. Okay, fair enough. If you wanted to skip that. Anyway, so, this is one of
Let's get the stories out. Shake him out. Oh my god.
I've got the gigs.
Oh, shit. Okay, come back for part two next week.
Yeah. Because
we cannot do it.
Okay, so, yeah, I guess when somebody says to you, let me take you out.
Yeah.
For sure they are paying. They are taking you out.
Yeah. I mean, you would hope so. Otherwise, then they're just trying to get a free meal.
Mm.
Imagine. Come out to dinner and they're just like, you pay.
Well, I reckon that happens to people.
Yeah.
I did have a guy on Tinder say to me, when are you taking me out? And I almost... I'm contradicting what I'm trying to say here. But I almost got a little bit like, ugh. When are you taking me out?
Yeah. Maybe he was trying to be a bit flirty.
Oh.
A bit of banter.
Yeah. I think he was just, you know.
He was confused.
Yeah.
Was he hot? Was he
young? But I guess he's a little bit young.
Oh, shit.
This is the thing. All the hotties are the young ones these days. Yeah. Literally, the young ones are like cool.
And you don't.
Trendy. They're into what they wear in a cool skater boy chill vibe.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that like will walk past in a group, like at a cafe. You know, like, and I'm like.
Yeah.
Huh. And I'm like, fuck, wait, they're probably like 18.
I think it's hard to tell, though.
It's so hard to tell.
Especially
these days.
With boys. Like a tall, like. I'd say like tall. A tall. Yeah, they're all freaking tall. I don't know where they were when I was.
Just made that up.
When like, I was on dating.
Yeah, where were these tall boys in our year?
Yeah, I don't know. Short king.
No. Too many short kings.
But like, you know, if they are a taller, maybe even a bigger build or small, whatever, but like, they just look older. Mm. They literally look like mid 20s. Mm. And I'm like, fuck. I don't think you are, because that's a school uniform. And
oh my god.
No, I'm joking. And I'm in the school.
Hey, like, and hey, that's a cool college shirt and grey shorts.
Oh my
and,
god. And cute backpack.
Lace up shoe. Shit, that's a school uniform.
I'm 25 now.
Oh, we're nearly 20. Well, you're 25. I'm like 25 in a few months. And I just don't know whether. Yeah, look. Like, I've got my age range on the apps.
Yeah. Do you need to rein it in a bit?
Quite wide.
Yeah, right.
At the moment.
I think you can be wide going up, but you can't really drop it down to like 18.
No, I don't have it on 18. I know someone.
Oh, no.
Who is?
Oh no.
28.
No.
And has moved down to 18. Okay,
let's get her in. We need to talk to her.
I don't know.
No, nah, you know
that.
What? You know what? Hey.
Okay. Anyway, can we just move on to something else?
Oh my god. Are you
I'm getting flustered. Okay. So what are we talking about? Yeah. Look, who cares about the paying thing personally? Okay. What else? Rules. Some people have got rules.
Yes.
Around dating.
Is it like a first base, second base, how many dates in, can you do things?
Yeah. Like, you know, we need to go on 5 dates before I sleep with you.
Mm-hmm. You got any rules?
I got no freaking rules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Wait, let me just, I wanted to say this at the start. Family and friends, if you're listening, that's so fine. But just.
We welcome you, but
we welcome you with our arms wide open.
Wide open.
With a big warm hug and
And
thank you for joining us today.
Understanding mind.
But just beware, you know. If you're in the car, don't play this with the kids in the back.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because I'm going to read out some things that people have sent me on a dating app.
Yeah, that's true.
Later on, and some of the words are quite vulgar. And okay. I want to acknowledge right now that they're quite.
We're going
to
say some vulgar stuff.
Yeah, some volatile.
I quite like those words.
Yeah, they're good, eh?
Yeah, they're quite good.
So, anyway, I just want to say that. You can listen
should
if you
we
like.
Rate this episode, like, maybe an M? Or, like, an R18?
R18. R16. Okay, 16. Okay, cool. So, anyway, I don't have any rules, because I just think that, for me, that feels like intense.
Pressure?
Yeah, and putting pressure on something that should be quite a fun, carefree time.
Yeah, and I also feel like, if you're dating and you're going on multiple dates, people might give off different vibes. And so with this person, you might be keen to, like, kiss them because, like, that's so fun and you had, like, a great date. Mm. But then this other person, you might not. But if you have these, like, rules and expectations, maybe that would, like, freak you out a bit because you're like, I want to do it, but you're pulled back because you've got these,
and you're, like
boundaries in your head.
You're pretty much, I guess, expecting, yeah, like you, that they're all going to be the same.
The same, yeah.
Sort of vibe that you're going to get from them. Yeah, whereas you might have a date, go for a drink with someone, and they're giving you sexy eyes, and you're like, oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, 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 let's, you know, keep going.
Give me a smooch. Or it might be a chill-ass beach, whatever, and, like, you're probably not going to kiss.
But then, yeah, but then if you're going to, like, step back, but with that first date, it was so fun, you might go home and, like, regret it, or, yeah, I don't know. Personally, I'm not dating, by the way. I'm in a healthy relationship, but if I was to be dating, I don't think I'd have any rules either. Mm. I think I'd just go with the flow.
I think I do understand, though, that some people who have been, like, really fucked over before by these silly flings, situationships, where you can easily get quite invested in it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they ghost you, or you end up sleeping with them on the second time.
Yeah, that's very
and then
true.
They literally don't speak to you because they've slept with you now and they're happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you want to have a bit of boundaries in place.
I get
for
that,
those.
For that reason, like, definitely. But I also like to just go with the flow, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you want a kiss on the first date? Come pucker up.
Be my kiss.
Be my kiss. Look, my teeth are brushed.
My lips are here. Yeah.
I'll take anyone, you know?
18 and over.
We should stop talking about 18-year-olds. It's making me cringe. Okay.
Well, do you have any worse pickup lines that you've been sent?
Yeah. I only have a couple that have made me go, like, oh, because some of them are just cringe. They're just a little bit like, oh, cheesy, lame.
Do people still send, like, pickup lines?
Yep.
Like, did you fall from whatever the fuck that one is?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you an angel?
I had someone say, do you have a pair of, what do you say? Hey, Elise, do you have a pair of oven mitts? And I go, I could steal my housemates.
Nice.
Good, because I'll need a pair if I try handling anything as hot as you.
Oh.
Do you know what? I replied and I said, clever. I like that one.
I like that, yeah. I'll take it on board.
Thank you, Hendrik.
And I won't be speaking to you again.
Yeah. No, I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you mind them? Do you think they're coming from a funny perspective? Or do you think you can pick up the people that are trying to be funny and the people that are being quite serious and a bit icky?
I think it... Yeah, I don't know. I think with pickup lines...
Take them for what they are?
Yeah, I think you just got to take them for what they are.
They're surely you're trying to be funny.
Yeah, you're just trying to get some sort of silly response.
Because imagine if you're like, oh, that's, I know, like, wow, take me on a date. I'd be like, you know, people aren't really going to do that.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like with the whole first messaging thing on an app, it's really hard to nail. Like, someone could be really good looking, and then... It's just such a fine line of being, they say one thing wrong, one word wrong in their sentence, or one emoji, or whatever, punctuation, something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like girls, I think it's most girls, are real quick to be like, oh. Like,
yeah, it must be hard. Like, because I think I'll just go on with like a hello. But then like, how boring. People might be like, oh, another hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Good, how are you? Good, that's it. How boring, you know?
But then sometimes you got a message first, you know? So people aren't, you know, if he's not messaging you, it's like, fine, I'm going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for example, this guy goes, ready to celebrate Easter with chili margs?
Oh.
But, like, see...
Like what? Are you going to say yes?
That makes me... That gives me the ick.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so mean, because it was Easter, he's trying to be relatable, because chili margs
girls are
like
a thing.
Them, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
Little do you know, Mika, I don't.
Yeah, they're actually disgusting, but and, no dramas.
And I don't like how it's the whole, like, he's trying to be sort of, like, trendy and with it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, he's...
But was he saying that, like, to be, like, you going to come out with me for a chili mug? Or was he just trying to be, get in and say, ready for Easter break? And you could be like, yeah.
I don't know, but it was enough to not reply.
Oh. Unlucky.
So I just didn't say anything.
That's all right.
It's just as easy as that, really.
Yeah. He could have, you know, moved on to someone else.
Oh, I'm sure he sent that message to lots of people.
Yeah. The old
but, like, I just feel bad because I'm like, you know, it's tough out there.
And over a message, you don't quite understand, you know, like, we talk sometimes, you know, like this.
Mm.
And we're trying to be jokey. But he could be, like, doing that as well.
Yeah.
Maybe if we're chilling, man. But you can't tell.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, we'll give him a break.
Yeah, we will. The first one that cringes me out is a couple of guys have said, because you know, you put your work occupation, you put your whatever you're doing, studying, and so mine says that I'm studying to be a counsellor, or counsellor in training, or something like that. And a couple of guys have been like, oh,
yeah,
oh, counsellor in training? Like, thank God, because I'm fucking broken.
Oh my God.
Or like, please fix me, you know, and I'm like, No.
Like what?
I know that you're trying to relate to what I've got in my bio.
It's just a bit silly, though.
But, like, the last thing I want to do is start something with someone who needs...
Who's potentially broken.
Who needs to be fixed. Like, that's not my job.
You're looking for a relationship, not a job.
Yeah, not a job. Like, I'll stick to placement for that, you know?
No. And, again, are they trying to be funny?
I guess they are. They are. And they're trying to be relatable. And
it's not it. But you've missed the mark.
It's just like, ugh, awkward. Okay. Somebody, you know, like on Hinge.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't actually. To
be honest. So on Hinge, it's like quite different to Tinder. And you have quite a full on like profile. It's like a
questionnaire almost, eh? That you fill out.
Yeah, you can like answer questions and have voice prompts and stuff like that and your pictures. And you don't just like swipe left or right. You can like your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see, you know, Grace Alga liked your picture, and then I can choose to match with you.
Oh.
Or they can comment on your picture.
Ooh la la.
And say whatever they want.
It's like Instagram almost.
Somebody literally commented on my picture and just goes, fake ginger.
Oh, my fucking God. Like,
okay.
Oh my God.
As if I'm going to like.
Fake ginger.
Your ginger, fake ginger. Like, just no emojis, no ha-has, no lols, just fake ginger.
No. It's like, what?
I'm not going to match with you because you sound kind of mean.
He was trying to be mean, surely. Fake ginger.
No, rather than being like, oh, you know, is that red, is that hair natural or whatever?
Yeah. Trying to be funny.
Yeah, I was like, that was really lame. Somebody else said, okay, this is the one that's like a bit, these next two are a bit vulgar.
Okay.
Match with this guy, and he goes, you look like someone who would love to peg a guy.
Now, can you remind me of what pegging means?
For kids at home, is when somebody puts a strap on.
Oh.
And penetrates a male to the bum.
Okay. So if I could do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he thinks by looking at me that I look like someone who would love to do that.
I mean, look, hey.
Do I give off those vibes?
I don't know. Not really.
And I just quickly unmatched him because he was freaking me out.
That's a little bit, it's a bit much.
It was scary, and he gave me all these like naughty emojis, and I was like, oh no.
That's what gives me the freaking ick about dating apps, eh? There are so many characters on there.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of people.
Yeah. With all these different kinks and stuff.
Yeah.
And then another guy was like, he was like this cool surfer looking guy. And I was like, okay, you know, we were like only a couple of sentences in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my type. And then I was like, so, you know, like, tell me something about you, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he was like, so I live here. I do surf.
Mm-hmm.
And I love eating pussy and ass.
For fuck's sakes. Are you joking me?
And so I go...
And ass?
Yeah, and ass.
Are you freak?
And I go, wow, straight into it.
Yeah.
And he goes, no time to fuck around.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, there is a little bit of time.
Well, there's definitely time. Like, I was asking about you. Is that your whole personality trait that you love... I can't even say the P word. I hate it that much.
Yeah.
Like, you love eating and...
That actually gives me.
I know
it's the word eating to me that just makes me freaking shrivel.
So you know,
I so that was a quick reply to him. That, I thought you big unmatch on that.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I get it. Shoot your shot, whatever. Because there will be some people out there that will be like, oh yeah, and that's cool. Like that, if that's you know, perfect. But gauge the conversation. But you literally asked an interesting fact about him.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, does he think that's what you wanted to know?
I don't know. I just wanted to know, like, what he likes doing in his spare time and stuff.
Well, I guess he told you.
Yeah. Oh, he loves eating. So those were just ones that I was like, that's freaking full on, you guys.
You guys.
Like, give me a minute.
Yeah. When I was, I mean, sheesh, we're going back, like, poof, 5 years ago.
Mm.
I'm like, 3 years ago. Dylan's like, hang on. Nah, I think it was like 5 years ago. I was on Tinder for literally like 2 weeks, I think. But I would just, it was just constantly like, hey, want to come round and watch a movie at my house? It's like, no.
No.
No. Like, and what? Like, no. Or, I think I literally got asked one time, hey, do you want to come around and fuck? And I was like, oh, probably not.
Probably not right now.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. Let me get back
to you. It was just constantly, like, come around to my house, come around to my house. I'm like, first of all, stranger danger. I'm not, like, you know, that gives me the shits. I'll meet you in a public place. Second of all, no, because you want me to come around to watch a movie. Yeah. Absolutely not. I'm going to sit in your rank bed and what?
And your, and like, your stinky ass duvet.
Your stinky ass sheets haven't been washed.
Yeah.
That was, I just deleted the apps because I was like, I'm sick of it.
I feel like it's quite different. Yeah, I was thinking.
And that was just Tinder. So, Hinge is, I think, quite like a bit more cooler.
Yeah, I guess it is. But, yeah. I mean, most people have all of the apps. So, you know, they're like, you know, the weird one, the people are still on there too.
Dibble dabble and all.
I was thinking, like, my experience now on the apps is, I hate calling it the apps, I don't know why, it's the same as saying on, like, the Facebook, is quite different to when I was younger, like, like, that was a lot of what it would be.
Yeah.
And now, and also I feel like when I was younger, I found it really emotionally, like, up and down, like, I'd get, I think maybe my self-esteem, like, I put it on it too much, you know what I'm trying to say, whereas now I really couldn't care less.
Yeah, well, we were young.
Yeah.
You know, like, 17, 18, being on Tinder is quite, like, well, it's very young. And, yeah, if you got ghosted or, yeah, I remember getting ghosted and I was like, oh, but we only talked for, like, a week on Tinder. But I was like, oh, he looked really cool. And then, like, he just, like, never replied one day. And I was like, oh. And it was really sad because I was like, oh, you never know what could have happened or whatever. Obviously, it's, now it's like, you know, you should look at it as, okay, if they're ghosting you, then you don't want to be with them, you know, but being 17 or 18, it was like, oh, stab in the heart.
Yes, that is so true.
But now, obviously, like, you're so sure of yourself and you know what you want and you don't want to talk to people that are going to be so vulgar and you don't want to talk to people that are going to ghost you, like, of course, but, yeah.
When you're younger, you're like, what did I do?
Yeah, 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 fully, like, diving into it, yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. My ex and I met on Tinder and that was, like, we had such good chats for, like, a week straight, all day, every day, like, paragraphs, like, real good chat, and then I was like, oh my god, and then he didn't reply to me, he pretty much ghosted me for a week, and I remember being, like, so distraught, like, what the hell, because it is so confusing when you've gone from...
And you have really good conversations.
Yeah, really, like, unpacking your lives together, and then, anyway, he then came back a week later, he said he was literally tossing up between me and another girl, which is just the nature of, the apps. You know, like, he was chatting to another girl who he was pursuing for that week.
Wow.
And then he decided to drop her and come back to me. And then we were together for 4.5 years.
And you won the race.
So, I won the rat race.
I guess that's kind of nice because he obviously wanted to figure out who he gelled with more. And if you're talking to two people at once, it might be a bit confusing. So he just dropped one off and picked that one and then dropped the other one again.
I know. Came but right that week was definitely...
I think I remember that.
Was quite like, oh, what the heck?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is, yeah, but now I'm just like, I don't really have chats with people, to be honest. Like, everyone's chat sucks.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered. I'll match with, like, a really, who I think is quite good looking, and then they will just, they never message first, ever, unless it's a pickup line like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I message, and then if their reply is, like, kind of boring, or they just answer my question, then we just don't chat. And I just, no one has good chat.
Wow.
Yeah. And, like, or another thing that I do, which is, I don't know why I'm like this, but I'll match with someone, this is not right now, like, but, like, there have been times where I've matched with people, and then the chat's been good, or we chat for a few days or something, and we get along really well, and then they're like, oh, we should go for a drink, and I'm like, why? Like, not to them, but in my head, I'm like, okay, bye.
Oh, why?
Because I get too scared.
Oh, well, then that's the thing that you need to work on, because you need to go on dates, don't you? You're single.
I know, but I'm just like, but then when they ask you to go on a date, you start to really question, okay, how much do I actually...
Or if are you just talking because
am I just enjoying
fun?
This conversation? Yeah. yeah, but anyway, I just, and then there's a couple of my other friends who are like going on dates left, right, and centre.
Mm-hmm.
And so absolutely thriving. I was like, okay, I can do it too, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just a confidence thing.
For sure. Know? Oh, if I could honestly not think of anything worse. Like,
yeah.
The thought of me going on a date, like, I couldn't. I just don't think I could. Like,
yeah.
Full on, nah. I would just, like, yeah, get shy.
Yeah.
Not be able to speak.
And
then
you kind of, like, overcompensate and be really, like, chatty because, you know?
Yeah. But and then yeah, I'd probably just ask his favorite color or something.
This is the thing. It's like you run the risk of there being like shit chat or something. That these are the things that put me off dates. It's like all the what ifs.
Just overthinking.
Yeah, overthinking. Like, oh my god, if it's awkward, like, do I have an excuse to go?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Not to sound rude, but like you can use excuses to leave.
Mm.
You know, like you can be like, oh, is that the time?
People you know? Say like a good thing to do is to. Say, like, meet for a drink or meet for a coffee or something like that, but always have something on after.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
yeah, let's meet at 10 for a coffee. I've got a family lunch at 1.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's meet for a drink at 5. I've got a dinner at 8.
Oh, that's good.
And then you've always, no matter what, got something after.
And then if it happens to go really good.
And you can just be like, oh, fuck it, I just won't go.
Really enjoying. Yeah, yeah, okay. I mean, I'll keep that in mind for...
You keep that in mind.
When Dylan and I go on a date next summer. Is that the time?
Oh, yeah, you're like, I've got a dinner after this.
All right, Joe.
Okay, some stories. Okay, we've got... Okay, so we put something on our Instagram just pretty much saying, like, guys, give us your thoughts, feels, opinions on anything to do with dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, icks, do's, don'ts. Thoughts on this, thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Got a couple of good messages here.
Yeah, do you want to read?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is from a gal, and she's given us just a couple of little pointers on each of the things that we wrote. So she said the worst pickup line she received, which I don't understand, but she said, you look like the Avatar lady. I don't really get that, but obviously...
You know the Avatar movie?
Yeah.
Someone literally thinks she looks like an Avatar.
Oh, well, is that rude?
It's not... Well kind of.
Oh, fuck. Okay, sorry, Joe. Like, blue.
Blue, like aliens.
Oh my god.
But I did say to her, that Avatar girl, she's quite sexy.
Bit of a babe.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the blue.
Yeah.
Could
minus
be a babe.
The blue, she's quite sexy.
Okay, wow.
So I'd take that.
Okay.
Girlfriend.
She says ghosting is lame, but unfortunately a standard in today's dating world. I think if you are keen to use apps, etc., you should be wary... Yeah, this is most likely going to happen, and to not take it too personally, which is very true. You do have to kind of just be open to it.
And I guess it comes down to the whole, like, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah. Sure.
But I guess people just shouldn't ghost, because there's nicer ways to go about it.
You could literally just say, like, you know, it's been good, or that was a nice date, but...
Mm. Then she says, big icks for me on the first dates is if they're super awks when you say hi. Like, please lead with some confidence. Yes. This may be controversial, but I'm also a firm believer. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
That if someone has asked, do you want a date, they should pay. I definitely don't mind splitting the bill, but, like, buy me a drink or something. I want romance.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like she's put in 2 points there. Like, two different... You know, like, she's saying that if you ask me on a date... that they should pay, which I do agree with. Like, if they're asking you to go out on a fancy meal, I think that should be something that they're taking into consideration. But then she goes to say she doesn't mind splitting the bill, but buy me a drink. I want romance.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah. I guess she's pretty much saying as well, like, if they're not going to pay for anything, it's a little bit like... Ugh.
I'd be the same. I'm like, just split it. I'll just go up and be like, we're splitting the bill. And then if I were like, no, I'm buying, and I'll be like, hey, fine, hey, go for it. But,
I find it so awkward. Like, I just find paying for things, like standing at the bar
or wherever with anyone. Group of friends.
So awkward.
Yeah, it's a random thing.
Yeah. Like,
I just feel awkward because I'm not balling enough to be like, I've got this today, girls, you know, which I would like to do. But
on the odd occasion that someone... Like, say, even, like, my brother or someone will just be like, I'll get it. I'm like, you wonder, like, how much of a fight you're supposed to put up?
I know. Did you see Millie's that TikToker chick from Aussie. She does, like, that kind of scenario.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it was just funny, like, yeah, her and her friend, what was her? And she was like, no, I'm paying. And then they, like, ended up having, like, this full fist fight. And I'm like, you literally, like, how far do you go? Like, I know. No, I'm paying. No, I'm paying. And then I think it's like, okay, no worries, I'll go to the next one then, kind of thing. But if you're like, no, like, that poor waitress is like,
hurry up.
I don't care.
It's good when you've got pay wave because you can just quickly tap your card down.
Yeah, just slide it over.
Kind of feel like a big dog when you do that.
I know, you're just like,
yeah,
got it. Two coffee, that's all I can afford.
Yeah. Hey, coffees these days.
Oh.
Like, last time I said, hey, I'll get it.
You regretted it.
It was like $15.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that could be my last $15. Okay.
I don't know what voice prompts are on Hinge, but...
Yeah, so on Hinge, you can, like, it'll ask you a question for your profile, and you can answer it with a voice message.
Oh, so people can hear your voice.
Yeah, so okay. It'll be, like, best travel story. And so you've just got this guy sitting on his bed being like, okay, so fucking one time.
Oh my god, that's quite cool.
It is, but 90% of the time, they're really cringe. But, like, I think sometimes, yeah, like she said, they can be hilarious or terrible. Sometimes it's good to get a vibe of what someone sounds like, though,
because
that's important. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think I'd sit in there and go, like, so this one time.
Yeah. No, because I've had ones before where it's been, like, it'll be, like, the way to my heart is, and then he'll be, like, or I don't know. Oh, it'll be, like, my life goal is, or something. He'll be, like, to meet someone who makes me... No, he's, like, right up here. That makes me really happy and will laugh with me.
Oh.
But, like, they're being dead serious.
Oh, okay.
And you just go, oh, serial killer.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Not today, John.
Yeah.
She says, kissing on the first date is fun and you get the vibe on whether there's chemistry, you want to see them again. A good smooch is game changing. Mm. She does put one more point down here. Are we saying this?
Nah, I don't think I should say that story.
Okay.
Just because it's quite vulgar.
Yeah, it is quite.
And, well, it's not vulgar, but
it's the words. It's just the words.
The way to tell it well is to be vulgar, and I just don't think we should.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, our podcast would end like a whole different category. Yeah,
I just don't want to, yeah.
Anyway, but love you, doll. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for those contributions.
Thank you, darling.
Okay. Another story time?
Yeah.
Well, the actual story time?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, somebody said, I was recently dating someone for 9 months, lol. Went and had a lovely weekend away at his family home when his parents were out of town. Went out for dinner, drank lots of wine, etc., etc. The next morning after brekkie, he got a call and said that his auntie had a heart attack and had to go to Masterton to see her in hospital as his parents were away. So he gets me to leave, drives away, and then turns off his location services. Never heard from him again. Pretty sure he made up his auntie having a heart attack just so I would leave his house and he could ghost me.
After 9 months? You're in a freaking relationship.
9 months, like... That is so shocking. That makes me so freaking angry.
What a dog.
Yeah, what a dog. Why couldn't he just say, like, why couldn't he, if he couldn't say it to your face, why couldn't he just say the next day, whatever, over Messenger if he had to, hey, I'm just not feeling this anymore.
Which is absolutely fine. It's how you break up with someone. Mm. 9 months, you're fully dating them. You probably freaking love them, you know, like.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
That is shocking. That poor auntie. I mean, if she's had a heart attack or not, like.
Yeah, I mean, I hope your auntie's still okay. You. But what a dog.
Mm.
No. Okay, wow. Another story. I was obsessed with this guy I had a situationship with for a couple years. Don't even know why. He paid me no attention and he was boring as fuck. Had the personality of a tablespoon. Finally lost my virginity to him for him to then ghost me and heard he slept with another chick not long after. Timeline's a bit blurry, but I think it was a few nights after me.
Aww.
At the time, I didn't really think much of him being on his phone while we were in bed doing bits. Lol. But I later learned he was messaging her. I guess he was tossing up between us two. And after learning I was shit in the sack, he gave me the sack. Oh. But hey, it was my first time. They've been together for 10 years now and have got a few kids. Oh.
Oh my god.
Wow, okay. And she was in high school, so it was a long time ago. But so he was in bed with her on his phone. While they were doing... Bit of a red flag there, doll. Oh, she was so young. Oh, though. Yeah, that really makes me sad, darling.
I bet you're not shit in the sack, girlfriend.
You're freaking hot, so. Yeah. And yeah, you're. Yeah.
Wow, that could have been you with a few kids. What a dickhead. Freaking what a dickhead. Okay. We've got a voice message.
Oh, yeah. Play it. I'm excited to hear this.
Okay. We haven't listened to this.
No. So let's put a warning now.
Yeah, warning now in case it's, you know, vulgar is the day of the word of the day, isn't it?
For sure.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so one piece of dating goss I have is I had a guy around for the first time, and I never met him before, and we'd just been talking on Instagram, and he came around, and he was really sweet, and everything was going super well, and we hit it off like a house on fire, and then I started to notice that he was making this weird noise occasionally at, like, the end of a sentence when he was talking, and it kind of sounded like a cat, like, purring. So he would say something as simple as, like, oh, let's have a cup of tea. And he would add this little weird, like,
no.
To the end. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, at the beginning, in my head, I was like, wait, did he just do that? Am I, like, tripping out and, like, thinking that he's adding this, like, weird little kitty cat noise at the end of the sentence? And then he kept on doing it, and then, like, we went to bed and dot, dot, dot. And the next morning we woke up, and, like, he said something so simple. Like, I think we were talking about people we knew, and he added in again at the end of the sentence.
That's the way she does it.
No, I can't take this anymore. So I looked, I think I responded weirdly. Like, I gave him a weird look, and then he looked at me, and he was like, what? And I was like, what's that weird noise you're making? He was like, oh, I just do it sometimes when I get nervous.
No! Expecting like that last bit about him being nervous.
I thought he was trying to be like kinky.
Nervous. Imagine being nervous and being like, wow. Or maybe that's not what he does when he's nervous. Maybe he said that because he was put on. Because Ruby goes, what's that noise?
I should also note that he really liked cats.
Hands down, he was channeling the cat.
He really likes cats.
I really like cats. Imagine if I was like,
he really likes cats. Him really liking cats is a bit of a red flag.
For sure. I think, oh no. Oh, bless him.
But he was a hottie. Like, he was a babe.
Fuck. I wonder if he rowled in bed.
God. I think he did.
No.
Oh, he definitely said he was nervous because he was put on the spot. I love that she asked him.
Oh, by the way, what's that noise you're doing?
What's that noise you're doing?
If I got asked that, I'd die.
That's so good.
Oh, good on him, eh? Hey, sticking to his guns. Someone said that they've got a story that you may know that you would like to share.
Yes, okay, maybe the details are a bit blurry, but pretty much, like, she slept with someone.
Uh-huh.
And maybe once, I think it was once or twice, I don't know, and then, like, they barely talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was coming up, well, he texted her and said he was coming up to Auckland and going to come see her, and she was kind of like, oh. And then he just turned up, and she's home alone, and she's someone who really, really, you know, likes her in space. She's don't touch me sort of thing.
Not sure how she...
Yeah, so this is all too much as it is. And she had a big weekend and, like, away and was so... She genuinely was so excited waiting for her Sunday to be on her own because she's going to be home alone the whole day. And then he arrives and she's like, oh. And then I'm pretty sure she told me that he walked straight in and kissed her on the lips.
Oh.
Like...
Confident.
The confidence, and then jumped into the bed with her sort of thing. She was like watching Netflix or something, and then
oh my god, I feel so like weird.
I know. And then he was like trying to cuddle her, and she and eventually went like, you know, you're like shrugging your shoulders, and she was like, sorry, I'm just like really tired or something like that. So then he got the hint, went into another room. So now imagine there's just like a silent house.
Oh my god.
He's just in the room opposite hers, like literally 1 meter away, and then he. Later on, she felt him come into her room. She was on her phone. She felt him come into her room.
Sounds like a horror movie.
It kind of does, but I don't think it's as, like,
weird as it sounds.
Dangerous as it sounds, or risky. It's just that, like,
it was.
She wasn't scared of him. She just was like, "Can you get out of my space?" Yeah. Sort of thing. And so he, she could feel him coming into the room. Mm-hmm. So she quickly did the, dropped her phone, and tried to.
She didn't be asleep.
Did he facing leave? The door, so he would have seen her asleep. And then he walked back out again, and then he messages her being like, the fucking audacity. He texts her and goes, guess I'm not getting lucky then.
Oh!
I know.
That prick.
I know, and then eventually I think he just ended up leaving earlier than he was supposed to, but yeah, I was just, it's just funny. Oh, that, it's not funny, yuck. But like, that happened to her, because she's the most, like, loves her private space.
I can definitely imagine being like, stop.
Yeah, I've literally been in a situation with her where, like, someone's stayed the night, and he's, like, slept in her bed, and then all they did was kiss, and he kept wanting to get with her more, and she was like, no, don't, like, I don't want to cuddle or anything.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, she was pretty much just like, okay, because I slept on the couch, because I vomited in my bed that night.
Yeah, that's also very wholesome of you.
So I had to sleep on the couch, and then she comes out, and she's like, I'm just going to go hang out with Elise on the couch now, so you can just go whenever you...
Yeah,
like,
she's quite funny, eh? I can imagine her going, so you can just go when you're ready.
You can just, because I'm going to... So she laid out on the couch with me, and then he pops his head out. She goes, bye, thanks for the kiss.
Oh, yeah, like, that's a solid end of that, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, that's... How fuck, sorry, but how fucking dare you say that?
I know, because I'm getting lucky. I know, I got, gave me the shivers when she said that. I was like, yuck.
Have I ever got, no.
No. Disgusting.
Just quickly, someone's put in an ick, which I find really funny, but I've never, like, seen it. She said them sculling a drink on a date, like, especially a glass of wine. I've never experienced it, but I could so imagine someone, like, on a dinner date and they're, like, sculling. Imagine someone's just sculling.
I know, it's like, back. If you're going to do the scull, do it when your date's off at the bathroom.
If you're getting, like, stressed.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's just quite funny.
No, I can so get that. That would be, like, oh, and then after their sip, they go, ah.
Yeah, oh. Also someone, someone said that she was on Tinder and this person obviously copy and pasted a message that they were sending around, and changing the name. So like, hey Grace, blah, blah, blah. So she got a message, this really nice message. And then she was like, wait, hang on. And it was like, hey, wrong name.
Rebecca.
Just wrong name. And then, like, this fool about her. You're so nice. You're so pretty.
Oh, my God.
Full on. And then she was like, who? Because my name's this.
That is shocking.
So bad. So bad.
Desperate times, eh?
Well, yeah.
The old copy and paste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's on a mission. He's a man on a mission.
So tell me, Joel, how do you start a chat? I'd like to know.
Hey, that's actually,
Just in case I ever get back on the apps in my time, I need to know some pointers.
Okay, it's a good question from you. I often will say, I'm pretty, like, I'm not cool. Like, I've got no game.
That's fair.
I'll tell you that right now. Like, I've been wifed up for a long time. So I just... I'm new to the game. You know, I'm just not that good at it. So
you're finding your feet, some would say.
Exactly. So sometimes I will say, like, just, Hey, Blake.
Hello, Blake.
You know? And then sometimes I'll say, hey, you look cool.
Oh, yeah?
Or your pictures are cool.
Nice. Yeah, that's quite cool.
Some people's pictures are quite cool. Like, trendy, like, you know, cool film pics.
Like, I was going to say, cool. Film pics are quite in, hey, on the old apps. Little surfer boy.
Can't cope with a wee film pic. It's just, you know, gets me...
So, boys, if you're on Hinge, just quickly get a film pic up.
My phone is definitely listening to me right now. So I'm getting all these notifications from Bumble being like, don't leave them hanging. You know, those ones?
Yeah.
What else do I say?
Would you ever drop a cheeky line in? Hey, no, yeah. Where'd you come from?
I did say something to someone once, like, what's happening this weekend? And he goes, no plans, what were you thinking? And I was like, oh, I didn't mean
to. Fuck.
It was just a...
It's a passing comment.
It's just... So I didn't reply, poor lad.
Oh, poor lad.
I think I need to stop freaking out.
Yeah, I think you do as well.
Oh, this is a nice one that somebody said to me. I'm writing a paper on the finer things in life. was wondering if I can interview you. I said, you know what? Pickup lines are very much hit and miss, but I like this one.
Nice. That's a good reply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so look. Oh, let's go on my Bumble, because that's where you have to message people first. The girl has to.
Oh, yeah, no, that gives me the shits.
So, literally, so I said to someone, hey, you look, you seem interesting and cool.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hello, I'm not that cool, but thank you, how are you?
Fuck.
And then I just don't reply.
Oh, Elise.
He's quite good looking, too.
Why?
You're
not going to get anywhere in life if you just not reply. Are you?
Oh,
how old?
30-something. Oh my gosh, something you can so tell is the difference between, like, honestly, once you hit 30, your profile is so different to anyone under 30.
Uh-huh.
Your pics are from, like, the 90s, with, like, shitty old edits on them.
The old digi cameras back out.
It's just like the 30-year-old pluses are like,
aww,
almost like boomers, you know?
Yeah.
But then the younger ones, don't get me started. No, but you know, like the early 20s boys they're the cool trendy ones. So can you blame me? Like,
I know. No, I can't. No.
They've got the big baggy jeans, the skate shoes, the 0.5 pictures.
Yeah, they know the trend, they know the style.
Yeah, they got cool sunnies, cool hats on, little moustaches that they've probably took 5 years to grow.
Fucking, yeah, their whole life.
But I'm okay with it, you know?
We love a little moustache.
But then they're the ones who say, hi, my name's blah, 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 and I love eating.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah, no. I think, where's it going wrong? Like, why? Oh, I don't know.
I think I'm also really picky.
Mm.
I think I have to be, like, obsessed with someone looks-wise. Like, you can say that it's not all about looks. And it's not all about looks, but initially,
first impression
looks at everything.
Yeah. Because people, yeah, of course. On a night out, you're not going to be like, not my cup of tea, but you could have a really good personality. So get over here for a smooch.
Yeah, exactly.
Ayana.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. Where I'm at right now is matching with people, not really replying, and getting a few gross messages and thinking, what am I doing with my life, really?
You know what you could go on?
What?
You know that program Naked Attraction?
Oh my god. Is that where you have to stand and be naked?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's the best show ever.
I haven't watched it in years.
Oh, it's new seasons out. And they're just like hilarious. Yeah.
Shit. And that's just season. It's still going.
Yeah, fully. Yeah, in England. It's so good. I freaking love it.
Imagine going on that show and, like, everyone that you know.
And you're standing there in your little box and you're waiting for, like, you know, because they show the privates first. They start from the bottom up. And they go, all right, lift them up. Mm. And their little freaking doors are coming up. And then you're just standing there, like this, waiting in, like, this awkward position. And then there's your little fanny just chilling.
No.
And you get judged off your fanny.
Your little fanny.
It's so good.
The thing is, though, do people actually look at the private parts and go, you know, and then they reveal the face and maybe they're not that attracted to them? Does anyone actually still go, oh, but look at that penis?
Yeah. You should hear some of the things. Vulgar is the word I will use.
Really?
I think men in particular, like, girls will, like, because they have to eliminate people. So, like, some girls will be like, but too small for me.
Mm.
Or, like, that's a long foreskin or something. I don't know. Like, fully, like, it's so bad, but so funny. But, like, boys in particular, oh, it just gives me the, but they'll go up and be like, because they can go up and, like, have a good look.
Mm.
And now say stuff about the fanny that, like, you don't know that you probably are, like, now self-conscious of. But they'll be like, one lip is, like, lower than the other. Or, like, that's a big bush. God. Or, like, where is your bush? I want, like, that's what I like. Or, like, oh, like, piercings. Look, it's too big. It's too small.
It's too
big. Like, what? Oh, fully. I'm sorry, but, like, it's just, but I love it. It's so fun.
Because you just like seeing the naked bodies.
I just like seeing the little.
You like getting some action.
Oh no, it's just so interesting. The cat, like, you just obviously have to be a certain type of person to go on that show.
Yeah.
And, like, you go, and then they're just standing there naked together, and then off they trot, and then they go on a date, and then it never works out.
That's oh my perfect. God!
And the whole nation.
And now they've may as well they may as well do become a porn star and get money out of it.
May as well,
like
yeah.
proper money.
Yeah, but like big old dollars.
Yeah, not that we would know.
Well. So the old dating world, eh? But dire, that's right.
Yeah, I guess it's you know, I don't know. I'm new to it. I don't freaking know. I can't say it's dire because I don't go on dates.
Yeah. You're not putting yourself out there.
No. I think I just don't have it in me right now.
Well, then don't. It's totally fine. Be yourself.
I'm just out here doing me and
and that's just it.
Okay.
All right, Jill. Well.
What's the moral of the story?
All right. The moral of the story is kiss on the first date or don't. Not my problem.
Not my problem either.
There's no... I guess so. Nah. For me, I'm like, you do you. There's no rules. I don't feel like there should be rules. Mm-hmm. You know in yourself what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You want to go home and shag on the first night? Go for it.
Please be
If
my
you
guest.
Don't... Yeah, you're like, please, in my house. Yeah. If you don't, no problem.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you're getting forced to do anything, then don't freaking do it. You know?
Stranger danger.
pay on the first date, absolutely. Don't. Fine.
We pretty much just, like, have come to the conclusion that we are just, like, anything goes.
I'm like, I'll take anything.
But if you're the one taking me somewhere, you pay.
Yeah. And don't expect one person to always pay. The male in particular. Just because they're a male. Okay. Yeah. Because I think that's rude.
And what else do we have to say?
Be careful on the apps, you know? Don't put out too many vulgar comments, like you want to eat something.
Yeah, I think we've come to the conclusion that the whole, like, imagine if I... Sorry, again, I'm going to apologise to maybe anyone in my family that's listening. Imagine if somebody said to me, tell me about you, Elise, and I go...
Oh, no.
You know, I do this for... I'm at this, doing this at uni. This is my job. And I love... I can't even say it.
Yeah, no. Maybe we can leave that up to the imagination.
Yeah, imagine if I said that.
I think, I mean, I think you would leave a lot of people shocked.
Yeah, they probably want that, to be honest.
To be honest, I think you'd get some people knocking at your door.
Yeah.
But, no.
Maybe that's why I'm not getting that.
I just... I'm not kidding. Okay. No, personally, I just think if I got hit with those comments, we'd be straight blocked.
Yeah. So, maybe just, shrivel up.
Maybe just fucking wrap that shit up.
Yeah.
Okay? And just have fun.
Exactly, because that's what we like to do here.
The dating life is a great life.
It is. The world's your oyster.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, really?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our advice column.
Thank you for coming to our really educational and inspiring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. TED Talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be $50 each.
It will be. And we'll put our bank details below.
Yeah. All right, doll.
Happy smooching, happy dating.
Yes, get out there and have some fun, kids.
For the both of us.
Because I ain't getting much. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.